And this, the, what I'm thinking of is the name properly of a bush that I guess you find probably in the mountains, but it's a bush that turns red in the winter.
It's poison?
Well, I don't know that the bush is, but sometimes people use the same word for a plant. Have you ever heard of sumac?
Oh, yeah. It's on the edge of my yard. You're right. That's beautiful red.
Yeah. And what do you call it?
Well, we always call it shumac.
I see.
Shumac.
Well, I don't know. I didn't even know what it was until I looked up what it looked like. I didn't even know what it was.
Well, I noticed that too. Back in the days when we called it shumac, nobody ever thought to look up to see how it's spelled. It's S-U-M-A-C, I think.
I've never seen one. I wouldn't know one if I saw one. I may have seen them and said, hey, that's a pretty bush, but...
It's on the edge of my yard, and I got to cut them down because they keep leaning over. I cut them down last winter. They came back this year, leaned over on that side of the yard, and it's hard to get through a little strip there with a pine mower.
Do they grow into tree-like things, or
they
stay pretty low?
They don't get very big. Bush stage. They don't get very big. Maybe that big, the trunk, maybe get that big.
I see.
Up to that big, maybe. Most of them about the size of your thumb.
I see.
These grew up this year, and the stems are at least as big as my finger. In 1 year, and the leaves are just beautiful. They were red. They were the first leaves, I believe, to turn red in fall.
Do they drop their leaves?
Yes. They have a long stem. Their leaves are long, is a group of long stems, and they come out from the trunk of the bush.
Oh, they do?
Each side, all around, and each stem will have leaves, just two rows of leaves on the stem. The leaves be about big as your thumbnail.
Gee, I didn't know that.
And they are beautiful. In the autumn. And they have a seed like thing, a pod up to the side of that cocoa cup.
Really? I didn't know about the pod.
They're a seed with a sort of velvety looking blotch.
Do you ever hear anyone refer to poison sumac or poison shumac? Okay. If you wanted to warn someone not to eat some berries because they might be fatal, you'd say some of those berries are
poison.
And can you think of some other kinds of edible berries?
Oh, there's blackberries and blueberries. And on the farm, there's the ever-present, I forgot the name. What do we call those things? They grow wild. Not blackberries or blueberries, but huckleberries. We've got lots of bushes in the woods at home.
Have you? I didn't know they even still. I thought people had probably gotten rid of them by now. Are they good to eat?
We thought so when we were kids, but I wouldn't bother. I wouldn't fool with it then.
You wouldn't? A kind of tree that you find in the mountains, particularly, would be what kind of tree?
Oh, well now.
You think of any particular one that maybe has mountain in its name?
Well, there's a mountain laurel, which is bushes mostly.
Oh, it is? I thought it was a tree. Here I go again.
It's kind of like a shumac. I mean,
is it?
Only about that size growing.
Oh, I think of it as a tree, really?
I don't think so.
No, I don't know. I've never seen one, so I'm asking you.
If you ever go to the Smokies in June, I think it is when they bloom so, you see lots of it in some summer months. I think June, May, perhaps May too. It's sort of an undergrowth. It's sort of an undergrowth, like common bushes around here in the mountains. It's mountain laurel. You might see a little of the other undergrowth too, but this is mountain laurels everywhere.